Hey everyone, this is Jordan from SleekLens.com, and welcome to the newest episode of the Sleek Lens Photography Podcast. Thank you all for joining me. It's been a great reception for the podcast, a lot of positive response, positive reviews, and I just want to say a quick thank you to everybody who has tuned in, who's listened, who has subscribed to the podcast. It's a really great way to know that we're doing a good job with this photography podcast, because we really just want to make it a really one-stop shop for all of you guys who may be just learning photography, who are seasoned in photography, who just want some different things along the way in your journey, because it's all about learning. It's all about learning from others, and that's what this is going to be all about. So in this particular episode, we're going to talk about five of probably my favorite Lightroom tips and tricks. And these aren't just going to be shortcuts that you can type on your keyboard and get different things to pop up in Lightroom. These are kind of different little things around the modules, around the settings that you can apply to kind of enhance or maybe even better your workflow. And so let's go ahead and get into the tips and tricks. These are five of my favorite Lightroom tips and tricks. So the first one is one that if you're really in a bind, and you want to hurry up and edit photos faster, and maybe you notice that Lightroom is kind of running a little bit slower than it should be, one thing that you can do is actually enable what is called smart previews. Now, a lot of people don't know about this, and it's a kind of a very important feature. And so what exactly smart previews are is a way for Lightroom to build a kind of a lower resolution image that you edit on. And this will allow your Lightroom catalog to respond a little bit faster, it kind of be a little bit more speedy. So if you happen to have an older machine that has Lightroom installed, this might be one of those features that you can turn on. And so you're basically, when you import a photo into Lightroom, you're basically creating, Lightroom is basically creating a smaller version, a lower res version of your image that you can apply the edits to. That way the edits will be applied faster. Your image, your Lightroom catalog might be running a little bit faster as well. But the great thing about that is Lightroom will still do a final full res output of whatever file you choose. So even though it creates a file that you're editing on that has a lot of lower res quality, when you do a final export, you're still going to get the full res file that you originally imported. So you're not importing a lower res file and losing all the raw capability or anything like that. You're basically allowing Lightroom to build a smaller preview of that image that you can apply your edits to. And then when it has the edits, it'll apply those edits to the original file that you imported, and then go ahead and export a full res version. So you can make sure that you have the full res size image, whatever size you want, JPEG, Photoshop file, it doesn't matter. It'll still do the full res output. So if you want to turn that on, if you want to make sure that's turned on your system, make sure you go to the preferences and then go to the performance tab in your preferences and click the checkbox that says use smart previews instead of originals for image editing. That setting will turn this on, and every time you import, it'll go ahead and build a smaller little preview for that. It'll allow for faster system response as well. Next is another small little feature, and this is not really a tips and trick. This one is a shortcut on your keyboard. But what this does is allow you to focus only on your image when you're editing, and it's a feature called Lights Out. And this will basically turn your Lightroom interface dark, but only keep the color on the image that's in the develop module. And so you can hit the L key on your keyboard, and that will toggle your Lightroom interface to completely go dark. And when you have your interface dark like that, it still shows the image in full color, full brightness, so you can really focus in on the edits that are going on your image. This is also a great way to kind of make sure that you're not staring at the screen over and over again and kind of getting what I call like an editor's fog, where you're applying all these edits and they look great. But you know, if you ever have that fog where you edit an image really, really great, you walk away for 5 minutes and come back, and you find that you really don't like something about it. Maybe the exposure was too bright or too dark. This kind of helps that a little bit, so that it only allows you to focus just on the image itself. The next feature I want to highlight in Lightroom is called Smart Collections. A lot of people use collections, and it's a really popular thing. Collections are just basically ways for you to organize multiple files in your Lightroom catalog so that they are all stored in a kind of a virtual folder. So they're quick and easy to pull up an image, a particular image that you want to. But Smart Collections are kind of take regular collections one step further. So what basically Smart Collections allow you to do is set parameters that will automatically add to the collection based on whatever parameter you set. And so one of the most popular ones is actually a parameter that will allow you to choose the best photos from a particular year. So I fully have the belief that every photographer out there, whether you're brand new or you're seasoned and you've been in the industry for maybe 10 years, you should always have at the end of the year, you should always have a collection of the best photos in your mind that you've taken throughout the year. And one way to do this without even having to kind of weed through your catalog over and over at the end of the year is to basically create a smart collection that is called the best of and then the year. So the best of 2017 right now. And so what you would do is make a smart collection. And you would set that every image, basically, you can set it the way you want to, but this is exactly how I have mine set up, is every image you import, if it has the year of the current year, and it has a 5-star rating, that means that it is the best photo that you've taken, it's one of the best photos that you've taken for this particular year. And so when you go to that smart collection, it's going to show all of the photos from that year with a 5-star rating. And so this will allow you to really make it a lot easier for you to go through your smart collections and choose the best photos from the year. And you can take them down after that. You can maybe give them less than 5 stars. So that way you can kind of narrow down your selection. But this is one really great way to have a Lightroom automatically do this for you. So the next feature I want to talk about is actually for dual screen uses. So I have 2 screens attached to my computer. So this would be a really great help for people who do have multiple screens attached to their computer. This could be even for people who have a laptop that is pulled into another display. So technically you do have 2 screens there. And what this does is allow you to have 2 different things in Lightroom showing up on 2 different screens. So we all know that when you pull Lightroom up on a main screen, you have all of the information in Lightroom, the develop module, the library, everything that you typically see. But you can actually enable what is called dual screen uses. And what that will allow you to do is pull something else up on a separate screen. And so one of my favorite options for this is to actually pull up a grid view of the images that I'm editing. So if you've ever seen the grid view in the library catalog, instead of having the timeline view down at the bottom and you kind of scroll left and right, you can turn on a grid view, which basically looks like a thumbnail view of your images. So what you can actually have this happen on your second screen is pull up a grid view of your images on the second screen. So that way you can still edit on the main screen and have all of the editing functionality on the main screen, but you can have a grid view of all the images. So you can easily go back and forth, pull up an image on your second screen, it'll automatically pop up on your main screen, and you can kind of go back and forth that way. It's a really awesome way to have a full use of your Lightroom on both screens. If you really want to zone in on the editing because maybe you have a project that is due, this is one great way to kind of black out everything on your computer so that way you can only focus in on your editing. So again, if you want to turn that on, if you want to check that out, if you do have 2 screens, you can go to Window and then go to Secondary Display, and then you can turn on Grid there. There's a couple other options like Loop, but I usually use the Grid Display and it works really, really well. And the last little item I want to talk about is actually kind of a well-known one, but I keep wanting to reiterate this feature because it's a super popular feature, a super helpful feature if you haven't yet used it, and that is called snapshots. We all know presets. Presets are very popular. SleekLens sells tons of great presets. So if you haven't checked those out, make sure you go to SleekLens.com and you can check out a bunch of really high-quality presets there. But snapshots are kind of like presets, but they're for one particular image. So what I basically mean by that is if you were to apply a preset to an image, you would select a preset from your presets panel, and then you would apply it to an image, and it would apply to that image there. But if you want to have different edits of that one particular photo, you would have to basically use snapshots. And the reason you would use snapshots over making a virtual copy of a photo, because what you're trying to do is actually make a couple different edits of one photo. Maybe you have a photo and you're not sure exactly maybe you want to go black and white, maybe you want to go color, maybe you want to go really saturated with the colors, maybe you want to do like a vintage tone. You don't want to keep creating multiple copies of your photo, of one particular photo, because that will kind of junk up your catalog. It's going to make it really, really hard to get around. It's going to fill up your Lightroom catalog over and over and over again. And that's where snapshots come into play. Snapshots will allow you to make an edit to one particular photo, save that snapshot in the snapshots panel, and then you can kind of reset that photo and make another edit to that photo, and then save that one, then make another edit to that photo. You can keep doing that over and over again. So what you're basically doing is when you go to that photo, you're going to see under the snapshot section, you're going to see all of the edits that you've done, and this will allow you to kind of weed out the best photos or the best photo editing styles that you did to this one particular photo. It's a really great way to do that. You definitely don't want to make virtual copies all over the place because, again, it can really mess up your Lightroom catalog, especially if you have it really well organized right now. Starting to make different copies and copying and pasting will really, really mess up your catalog. So using snapshots to create multiple edits for one particular photo is a really, really great way to do that. All right, guys, so those are the five most popular tips and tricks for Lightroom to really help you get a better workflow, to really speed up your system. I found these are the five most popular kinds that are not just shortcuts. They're just great ways to utilize different features that you might not be aware of. So as with every episode of the Photography Podcast, we kind of give out a little featured item of the week. And this one is actually a new one that I came across, and it's actually called My Tracks. It's a iOS app. It's unfortunately, it's not available on Android, I don't think. I looked around to make sure to see if I could find this particular app from this particular developer, and I couldn't find it. So if you happen to find it, please let me know. But this app is an iOS app, and what it does, again, is called My Tracks. And there's a bunch of other apps just like this, but so if you want to download this, make sure that you look for the icon that has it's like a purple icon with a white globe in the middle of it. What this app basically does is allow you to track your GPS location. And so, you know, if you're a photographer and you go on these really cool adventures and you want to make sure you kind of keep track of where you're going, maybe you have a photo location that you go to all the time, and you just want to make sure that you've captured all the scenes around that area, or maybe you're just someone who wants to just show where you've been over and over again, just so you can see all the photography adventures that you've went on. MyTracks, MyTracks, is a great app to do that. It basically just runs in the background. It tracks your GPS location. You don't hardly even know it's there. And it tracks your GPS location. It tracks your altitude. It tracks everything about where you've been, and when you stop it, you can actually see a really awesome visualization on a map of where you've been, and you can save those for viewing later. It's just a really, really great app. It really doesn't run your battery down whatsoever. It basically just uses your GPS, and that's about it. So if you want to check out this app, I recommend you go to mytracks4mac.info. So it's MyTracks, the number 4, MAC.info. It's a really great app. I've used it a couple times already, and it's just fun to see where you've been on a map as far as your photo locations, so you can kind of play around with different locations that you have and haven't been to. All right, guys, thank you for joining me in this week's episode. Please remember to rate and review the podcast on iTunes. It really helps the show grow, and it really helps us know that we're doing a great job for you guys. And if you have any photography questions that you want featured on the show, be sure to send an email to Jordan@sleeklens.com. So it's Jordan@sleeklens.com, and we'll try to get those on the show for you guys. So thank you for joining me in this episode, and I look forward to seeing you guys on the next photo adventure next week.